Matthew Judon is with Gresh and Fourier, and he is brought to us by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. Visit northeastmenshealth.com. And by John Sewer Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. The first chat of the year with Gresh and Fourier and Matthew Judon, who's with us on the Harbor One Hotline. Matthew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How y'all doing?
We're great. Good to talk to you once again this year. And let's just kind of walk back to the unfortunate end of the Green Bay preseason game. We saw what happened with Isaiah Bolden. I know that you had one of the team leaders out there in Matthew Slater, who was very much communicating with Bill Belichick. You're a veteran guy. You've seen a lot in the NFL. You know, did you ever think we would get to a point to where player safety would become such a concern for the league that they would stop down towards the end of a preseason game because of something that went on the field?
I don't know if I ever thought about that, but I'm just happy that, you know, we actually think about the players that's actually playing the game more than the game itself. And I think now that we there and we can address issues like that, and that we actually can think about players as being human beings and having families and things and such of that nature, that I do appreciate how the game ended. Not that I liked it, the outcome or what actually happened, but I can appreciate that everybody was like, you know, this player's bigger than the actual game being played.
Matthew, were you part of the, I guess call it the players' council to decide, you know, what they should do? Was did Bill ask any of the older players for their input?
Yeah, he asked a couple of the older players about their input and how we felt. They just kind of came to a conclusion kind of right there on the fly. Like I said, I think they just put Isaiah and his health and his well-being before the game of football.
Have you seen him since he's been back? Have you guys did you come back on the plane? Have you guys seen him since you've been back in Massachusetts?
Yeah, saw him a little bit, talked to him a little bit, just told him hopefully he's feeling better. You know, take all the time you need. Don't try to rush back. And, you know, just, you know, but didn't really talk to him that much.
Matthew Judon with Gresh and Fourier here on the Harbor One Hotline. Of course, it is Patriots Monday here on WEEI. Matthew, I know in talking to you last year, one of the things during the preseason that we discussed was you being able to go the distance the way you want to. 2 years ago, kind of faded at the end. Last year, it felt like you really put 17 games together and a full season. Does that thought process continue for you? Have you sort of jumped over that hurdle and now it's no looking back? I'm curious that not only as you get a year older in the NFL, but that was a big point of emphasis for you last year. How do you marry that together this season?
You know, I think it's just when you see your production early in the season and then kind of the whole season, that's kind of what you want in your players. So I'm just trying to have a productive season. I think y'all created the narrative, oh, he'd be falling off at the end of the season. Like, no, the games start meaning more. They start blocking me differently. So I don't really be caring that y'all be saying that. And so – But,
wait.
So
who's y'all? Well, Gresh and I.
Y'all, no. I mean, I think it just be people that watch stats instead of the game. People that watch stats instead of the game, and they be like, "Oh well, he's not being as productive." Well, I mean, I ain't never gonna make an excuse, but you know, at the end of the season, you know, teams start blocking things differently. The games start meaning a little bit more because playoff pushes and playoff stances and things like that. in those type of games that like that, that's what I'll be having teammates for. You know, they be picking up a lot of slack that, you know, that I can't get. And then so when you watch the stats, you might can say that, but when you watch the game, you'll understand how the stats marry up to the game. You know, it's not. So me going out there, I just want to have a healthy, good season and go out there week to week and be who I am and, you know, just go out there, have fun, and be productive for my team.
We're talking to Matthew Judon. And, you know, who is, like, one of the toughest guys that you've gone against?
You know, I feel like the Bills with Deion. But I think ever in my career, I was talking to a couple guys like this, it'd be Jason Peters. Like,
what makes him so tough?
He's so strong. When I went against him, it was my rookie year, and he had like just grabbed me on a pass rush move, like two-hand grabbed me, and then he was like. He was like, we just going to chill out for this play. it wasn't nothing I could do. And so, you know, I think at that point he had been in the league and he was one of the best tackles for a long time. It was when he was on Philly. And, like you said, we just chilled for the rest of the play. I couldn't do nothing about it.
You know, what's crazy is I read a thing this morning that Peters at 41 is thinking of coming back. At 41, for crying out loud. And we're talking to Matt Judon, who is 30, 31, about to be 31. Could you imagine playing this game 10 years from now, Matt Judon?
Yeah, I for sure think I can do it. You got to listen to your body at that point. And if his body's saying he can still play and he can be productive and the type of player he want to be, it's up to, you know, the organization to give him a chance. But, I think people just be looking at ages and father time. But sometimes, like, 41, if he still can get the job done, he still can get the job done.
Matthew, I do want to ask you about the continuity of this defense because, you know, you're entering another year, not only here in New England, but within a defensive group that has kind of been together. You got Dietrich Wise, you got Barmore, you got those big boys up front. You know, Jawan Bentley has been around for a while. Jelani Tavai has settled in on the back end. I know there's been some movement. But, Matthew, you've got guys who have now been together within this defensive group for a long time, and the coaching has not changed. There's a lot of continuity here. I'm curious from your end, did this defense kind of pick up where they left off last year? Sort of where does the continuity meet the hopeful success that you guys will have this season now that really the core of the group has been together now for a couple of years?
I think we just got to go out there and put it together and actually continue taking steps forward from last year. We all comfortable with each other. We all comfortable with communication, talking, and things like that. And that's usually when you new and you don't know like who to defer to, or who to like make ask questions, or who you trying to listen to make those checks. But now that we've been together for a couple of years now, we all kind of know who to go to and who's our talker, who's kind of the leader when we go out there and when we talk. And I think that just helps us a little bit more. So we got to go out there and we got to put it all together. We got to go out there and just kind of have fun and continue to build on the success that we had last year, but also take those slight imperfections and tweak it because we know who we're working with now.
So we're talking to Matthew Judon. And any particular reason why it was so chippy practicing against the Green Bay Packers, even like, you know, before the game started. Was there anything in particular about the Green Bay Packers that you guys just didn't like?
No, I don't think that. I think it's just the competitive nature of the two teams. Two teams with a lot of, like, winning and pride in history. And I think just having that competitive nature between the two groups, it's just kind of make it chippy.
Yeah.
Kind of make it chippy. And yeah. It wasn't anything like negatively said or no hard feelings. I think it's just, well, you know, we're coming out here to compete. They was coming out there to compete, and you know, when you really, it's no really like love lost, but it's no love for the team because you know they're not your teammate.
Yeah.
So.
So, last one for me before we let you go. Correct me if I'm wrong with this one. I think you had a birthday recently, and somebody gave you a special gift. Did you get like a new chain, a diamond necklace? Am I reading this wrong? Did somebody on the team give you a really cool present?
Yeah. KB came through. You know,
what'd you get?
We both Leo. He got me a little chain with a pendant on it. You know, it had to cost at least $1 million. So I don't know where he got it.
$1 million. So,
at least a mil. So, you know, I'll be telling my teammates, I'm just waiting for Jason Tatum to get me a car, you know,
Jalen
Brown.
They got that real cheese.
I was going to say, yeah, they're breaking that off for them is nothing.
Yeah. So I'm waiting for somebody to give me a Lambo for my birthday.
There you go. You just put it out there now. Somebody's listening. They're going to get that Lambo with a bow on it.
All of a sudden, we're going to see Matthew Judon doing Lambo dealership commercials somewhere. Matthew, go ahead.
I'm telling you, I can't wait. You know, I come, they be like, man, just come to the parking lot real quick. And it's a nice car out there for your boy. I pay the insurance and all that.
So last thing for you, Matthew Judon, when Christian Fourier, my partner, played for the Patriots, he was here during the early Super Bowl years, and Mike Vrabel was one of his teammates, and I'm sure that you've heard over the years that Mike Vrabel was world-class at giving Bill Belichick just all kinds of grief and hell and all that kind of stuff. Upon hearing this, Bill Belichick earlier today on our Greg Hill show here on WEEI, Matt Judon, said this about Taylor Swift. He saw the concert, saw a little bit of Taylor. She's tough, man. She stood out there and played right through it, talking about Taylor Swift grinding it out through the rain. Will that be something that Matt Judon sort of needles Bill Belichick about, telling you guys, you tough football players, you don't want to go out there and practice in the rain? But boy, you'll throw the love Taylor Swift's way. Is that anything that you could use to kind of needle Bill Belichick in talking about player toughness?
Nah, I'm a lead Bill in his obsession with Taylor Swift alone. That's a man and his music. And I ain't even take Bill as a Taylor Swift fan. So I might talk to him about that. But On coach playlist, he got a whole bunch of different songs. You know, he hear a song during practice and ask somebody what's that song. He'll write it down and put it in his playlist.
Could you imagine that all these years Bill Belichick had a pencil in his ear and paper in his pocket, and on the notes were songs to drop into the playlist? That's pretty awesome. Hey, Matt Judon, you're pretty awesome too. Thank you, friend. We appreciate it. We love it that you're back with us this year. Can't wait to have many conversations throughout the season. Thanks a bunch. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Talk to you also.
All right. Thanks.
There goes Matt Judon.
There he goes.